This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 471 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, it's all about the International Festival of the Arts. Sam from Sam's Disney Diary was down there again for the Disney Nerds and got a couple good interviews and also some music. So what we're going to do today is listen to those interviews. The first one's going to be about food and beverage. What else? The second one is going to be about some of the merchandise they have down there for this festival. And the last interview is going to be about the entertainment. And to follow that entertainment up, we're going to have a little bit of the music that Sam listened to while he was down there. This is always a great festival to go to. There's so much to do and see. And we hope that this little bit brings you there. So without further ado, Sam, take it away.
The Epcot International Festival of the Arts 2023. Chef Kevin, what's happening, buddy?
How are you? Good to see you again.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, we got some wonderful looking artful inspirations here.
Yes, we do.
What's new for food and beverage this year?
Well, so this year we really have two locations that we're focusing on. Obviously here we're in Figment's Inspiration Station at the Odyssey. So we really focused a lot of attention on Figment and some fun dishes there. And then we also took some inspiration from some new locations. So we have our modern kiosk or food studio, which features some avant-garde or modern style dishes using modern plating techniques. And then we did a revamped menu for Artist Table, where we're focusing on American comfort foods, elevated and artfully presented.
I love it. Let's take a look at some of this stuff. You got some great pictures here, but I want to get into it. And look, I'm going to start right here at the beginning.
Well, he's definitely the star of the show and maybe the star of the festival. So Figment is back. So we will be offering our Figment popcorn bucket out of Figment's Inspiration Station this year.
So you're going to get that back here this year?
Yep, this will be
virtual
back here.
Virtual queues.
Virtual
mobile
queue.
Mobile ordering.
Mobile order, absolutely.
I'm thinking Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, a little bit cleaner than last year.
That's a little bit cleaner than last year.
All right, so what
we
have
some new beverages as well. So we have our watermelon-inspired Bloody Mary with some balsamic pearls. This will be found in the modern kiosk. And then we also have a couple of our flights as well. So this is from here at Figment's Inspiration Station. And
a rainbow beer flight.
The
so
rainbow beer flight.
And there's two. So there's a rainbow beer flight and a rainbow cider flight.
Yep.
Very cool. Very interesting.
So still playing on the whole idea of the rainbow and part of that whole experience with the imagination and Figment.
81 Bay Brewing has been pretty big for you guys in festivals here
Absolutely.
Lately.
Absolutely. They are a local brewery. We use them quite a bit.
I love it for both the beer and the ciders
Absolutely.
Here. Those ciders coming from Three Daughters in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, Three Daughters is another one we use quite extensively here for our festivals. Oh. So, you know, been very popular. And again, another local brewery.
I love it. All right. What do we have here as far
So we're moving into Artist Table. So again, this is a new menu for that location. So the idea behind it is kind of that Americana art. And then we took comfort dishes and really tried to revamp them and artfully present them. So we have our meatloaf, peas and carrots. So this is kind of taking that entire TV dinner that we used to get and really giving it a new look. So a three meat meatloaf, some carrot ketchup. We have a lovely potato gratin. And then a little pea pudding with some peas and carrots kind of mixed in. Taking another dish out of there, play off of our chicken and dumplings. We're doing a duck and dumplings. So we have some ricotta dumplings and a smoked duck breast with turnips, baby carrots, and a lovely duck jus on the top. And then taking an idea of a traditional hummingbird
dessert,
cake.
Right?
So this is all
Artist Point, right?
Artist Table.
Artist Table.
So this is taking a hummingbird cake, a traditional southern style dessert that has those pecans and bananas, and really kind of giving it a new twist.
Oh, this looks great. Artist Point makes something completely different, but yeah. All right, so let's move on. This is from another food studio,
so
correct?
This is a new food studio this year. So this one is known as Modern. And this is a play off of modern art, abstract art. So all the dishes are using interesting cooking techniques, or you see some of the foams, the gels, the pearls. So we really wanted to play with textures and some fun there. So I'll talk about our first dish, which is the angry crab. So this is a fried soft shell crab. It has a green papaya slaw, a little bit of Thai flavor, a mango sriracha gel with a coconut lime foam, and then we have some mango and pomegranate boba pearls.
Looks amazing.
We did a play off of a tuna tataki. So this is a compressed watermelon tataki. We take the watermelon, compress it in some of those Asian flavors, a little soy, a little wasabi. We're finishing it with some sesame seed, some of the pickled watermelon rind. We make our own yuzu pearls in-house for this, and a little bit of watermelon foam on top. So it eats very similar to that ahi tuna tataki that you would
and
see.
And vegetarian sushi.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is almost like frushi, but we'll save that for the
next
festival.
And this is a plant-based offering for us this year.
Looks
and
like
then
dessert.
We move into the dessert, which is known as the tropics. So this is a real play on all those tropical flavors. So we have passion fruit, we have guava, we have pineapple, we have coconut. Cool. So really kind of taking you to the tropics, and another very artfully and modern presented
dessert. That is beautiful.
Dessert.
I can't wait to try that.
So then we get into Figment's Inspiration Station.
That's what we're going to find right here in the
right
Odyssey.
Here. So this is a lot of playful, a lot of fun. So we are starting with a watermelon pizza. So kind of a nice little item for our kids. This is also plant-based. So watermelon slice with some compressed cantaloupe, some blueberries, a little balsamic berry, and then we're using some shaved white chocolate for finish it off with some Parmesan.
I love it. Watermelon pizza.
We move to the back, and this is our rainbow Skittles cake. It's really fun. Traditional sponge cake layered with orange cream, finished with some buttercream, and then some freeze-dried Skittles
on the top. And look, Chef Kevin, we started with a Figment bucket.
We're going to end with our Figment.
We're ending with a Figment souvenir
The souvenir glass. So a Figment souvenir glass filled with a grape smoothie, top with some whipped cream, and again, bringing the rainbow, some of our freeze-dried Skittles on top.
So this is non-alcoholic?
This is non-alcoholic.
This is, Inspiration Station is for the kids. I love
this
that.
This is a lot, one of our kind of more kid-friendly locations, and we really wanted to have people to come in here. The space is awesome.
The space is amazing.
A lot of fun, so I think our guests are really going to love it.
Chef Kevin, thank you for your time once again at the Epcot Festival of the Arts 2023. Lots of Figment stuff to go when you can't beat a Skittles cake. We are at the Epcot International Festival of the Arts 2023 in Figment's Inspiration Station. And Becky's going to give us a lowdown on some brand new merch for the festival this year.
Hi there, I'm Becky, and I would like to welcome you to our merchandise collection for Epcot's Festival of the Arts.
Amazing.
First of all,
where are we starting?
We're going to start over here with our festival scavenger hunt map. This is Figment's Brush with the Masters. So our guests of all ages get to go around to our 11 countries around World Showcase, look for artwork that's hanging in the pavilions, and then they're going to put the corresponding sticker to the corresponding country and then turn it in for a figurine that they get to take home and paint
themselves.
A
figurine? Do you have any of those by any chance?
I don't
have
them, but they are going to be available in Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, and of course Figment.
Figment. I love it. Can't wait for that.
And they come with little cans of paint that they get to take home and paint themselves.
Oh, wonderful.
You're taking a little bit of the festival home with you.
I love that.
To create your own art.
Okay, what else we have exclusive?
Well, this
here?
Is really cool. You're going to love this. This is our new mug for Festival of the Arts. It's got Figment on the front, but the best part on the back is there's a little chalkboard inside a frame, so you can use chalk markers to write your own sentiment to somebody or artwork
of
your own.
I love it. These are the markers that's
coming
with
it? Well, the markers don't come with it.
Okay.
Have them here in case somebody wanted to give it a try.
Sure.
Jason Ratner, one of our festival artists, actually drew the Mickey Mouse for me.
I love it. That's the best.
best. That's limited edition right there.
Absolutely. It's going to be worth a million. So we also have three pins for this festival. We have a limited release pin, which features Figment creating magic. And then we have our limited edition pin, which is an edition size of 4,000. Again, a chalk art, so you can like do right on that.
I see that right in the middle.
Yeah. And then we have our pass holder pin, which is an edition size of 5,000.
Love it.
Are you familiar with Munchlings?
Maybe not personally, but I have some members of my family that are very.
Excellent. So this is the first time that they have created a Munchling exclusively for a festival. So this is limited edition, and he is our Fruity Fig Bar. And yes, he's scented. He smells like fruit.
He smells like fruit.
He sure does.
Okay, I love it.
And then we have our Corksicle tumbler, and this features Figment doing chalk art all around the tumbler, front and back. And of course, what else but a purple top?
Oh, I love that. Yep.
And our spirit jersey, create your own magic, again with Figment doing chalk art. He's really busy this year making chalk art.
I see that. Sure. And is this our official festival artwork over here?
This is our official poster for 2023. And this is actually Jason Ratner as well, the artist who created it for us.
Absolutely love it. We may talk to him in just a second about that then,
absolutely.
If that's cool. Thank you so much.
You're
I appreciate that. I'm
he
going to
this,
steal
right?
this away from you,
sure
microphone.
Thing, gonna
We're going to give it to Jason, who is one of the artists here that worked on this, right, Jason?
Yes, this is the festival poster for this year.
This is the official festival poster of the year. I love how you have incorporated the Epcot 40th style without saying Epcot 40. Was that the goal?
I had not seen any of the Epcot 40th items while I was working on this piece.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, so.
Are there any other pieces of art that you will have in the festival?
Yes, I do have three other pieces. They'll be located over in the France Pavilion. And I have a Hawaiian holiday, a WandaVision, and then also, gosh, what's the other one?
A Hawaiian holiday and WandaVision. You're on opposite sides of the spectrum.
No, WandaVision. I have the Epcot piece.
I love it.
So thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
You
this is wonderful
much.
Artwork. All of this merchandise part of the Epcot International Festival of the Arts 2023. More coming. Hit that subscribe button for more. Hello, welcome back to the Epcot International Festival of the Arts 2023 in the Odyssey, which is decked out with Figment everywhere. It's amazing, but there's so much happening here at the festival that's not just about art. It's about performances. It's about entertainment. And Juan and Christine are going to help us talk about some of that because, look, Disney on Broadway is how you wrap up every night here. Pretty exciting, Christine. What's happened at Disney on Broadway?
So exciting. We open tomorrow, January 13th, and we have Kira Lindsay and Kevin Massey will be performing together. They're a husband-wife duo.
I did not know that. Yes. I just knew it's Newsies and Tarzan,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yes. She was the original Catherine in Newsies, and he was a Tarzan.
How cool is that? And that's just the first weekend, or not even weekends.
No.
Disney
they,
on Broadway's every night.
Yes, every night. And so they are back-to-back shows with Ariel Jacobs and Adam Jacobs. They're brother and sister duo who performed in Aladdin.
You got brother and sister, husband and wife. What a cool duo that you guys have going on here.
It's amazing chemistry.
It is amazing chemistry. Now, you have these acts rotating throughout the Festival of the Arts, which goes from now until February the 20th, right? So any other notable acts coming in?
Yeah, we have our fan favorites at the end of the festival, Ashley Brown, Josh Strickland, Michael James Scott, and Kissy Simmons will be here to close out the festival.
Ah, Kissy Simmons, always great. Gotta love when she talks. But look,
she's a Florida girl.
Absolutely. So Disney on Broadway, awesome. But that's not all that's happening from an entertainment point of view, Juan.
No, we have stuff everywhere.
We do, and one of the big places is the main stage when you come in.
Yeah, right as you enter into World Showcase, we have the festival stage, and we're featuring some visual artists. We'll also have some performance art with Art Defying Gravity.
Art Defying Gravity is always a fan favorite because you walk by and you're like, how are they doing that? So it's great to watch. But not just them. You also have, is Victor Espinola back with his
amazing harp. He is from Uruguay originally, but such a talented artist that he'll be playing. We also have a new offering this year with John Black playing saxophone.
Oh, some saxophone. Now, is that every day or are they off days? How's that working?
Switching out throughout throughout the festival.
Okay, so check that My Disney Experience app to know who's going to be here.
Correct.
I think it's listed as an artist, so Correct. You might not know, but you know what? It's a good surprise.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a question for you, because I love the artists that start with a blank canvas,
yeah.
and they just start to play some music, and they're splashing paint around and doing all kinds of things, and the next thing you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful painting, maybe Figment, maybe Mickey, maybe Donald. Any of that happening this year?
You will get lots of that on the stage as well. So it's a really nice variety. So you can have some treats around the park. There's lots of culinary art happening too.
Oh yeah, the food studios.
And then you can hang out at the festival stage and catch a little bit of everything. A little bit of music, a little bit of circus arts.
I absolutely love it. So much happening here at the Festival of the Arts. In fact, check out our 23 things to do in 2023 at the Festival of the Arts, because there is so much happening. These are just two examples, including the American Gardens Theater and that festival stage that's happening in the front. Well, both sides of World Showcase Lagoon. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys here at Festival of the Arts.
Thanks. And Kevin Massey here, among many other Broadway shows. favorite role to date has been playing Kara's husband in real life. It's true.
It better be.
Now, speaking of new productions of new Disney on Broadway musicals, this next song is from Sir Elton John and Sir Tim Rice's Aida, which will be getting a new production in Holland later this spring.
Hey, did you all know that Kevin also played Tarzan in Germany?
Yeah. Dear gehört mein Herz. Ja, dear gehört mein Herz.
Gesundheit.
Dankeschön.
Yes, Tarzan will soon be flying through the jungles of Germany with a new production in Stuttgart.
Babe, your German is so good.
Dankeschön.
So remember all that stuff I just said? Well, I'll tell you it again. This next song is from Sir Elton John and Sir Tim Rice's Aida, and as I mentioned, it is going to get a new production in Holland later this spring.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And you know what else, Kevin? So I performed this next song when I was in high school for a show choir competition on this very stage.
No way. Did you win?
Kevin, everyone is a winner. We got first place.
Australia. So now, here's a song that was especially written for Toni Braxton when she joined the Broadway production of Beauty and the Beast.
Still depend upon, for now I So not all Broadway shows premiere on the Broadway. Currently playing in Vienna, Austria, the heartbreaking story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame, based on Victor Hugo's novel, began its journey to the Disney stage in Berlin, where it was one of that city's most successful shows.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watched them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorized their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them.
Just watch what happens. Those kids will live and breathe right on the page. And once
sense with you tonight, but we have one more show to share with you before you go.
But before we do, we want to give a huge round of applause to this incredible band. Yes, we have got Luis on guitar.
We got Chris on bass.
And we've got Matt on the drums.
We got John on the keys.
And our conductor, music director, rock star, Jeff.
For all you fansies out there, let's go back to Newsy Square!
Just to give me
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 471. Thank you, Sam, for that great reporting and the awesome music at the end. Look forward for some more reporting from the International Festival of the Arts next week with trip reports from Jimmy and Morgan, who are down there also. So for Ed and the rest of the Disney nerds, we're happy to have you, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.